The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The end of the road for the Sabres. Buffalo coming from behind yet again, coming back from being down 2 goals early in Game 7.
Back to Metsä. Slaps it back down low to Greenway. Malenstein trying to come out in front for Peyton Krebs. Samuelson scores! St. Sammy gets the Sabres on the board in Game 7 with 6:41 remaining in the second period. It's 2-1. Faceoff won by the Sabres. On the wall, played back to the line for Power. He's got a lane. Power walking it in. Scores! Rasmus Dahlin with the feed from Owen Power. And they turn the red light on and tie Game 7 at 2 apiece.
Felt like they were going to get one more. They almost did. I saw the puck go in the net. What happened? Blown whistle early, and then goes into overtime, where Alex Newhook again scores for the Canadiens.
And now you've got Evans going to the net. There's a shot. Scores! The Canadiens in overtime with the counter, and they go to the Eastern Conference Final as they win it 3-2 with 8:38 remaining in the overtime period. And a remarkable season for this Buffalo Sabres team comes to an end even after a 2-0 comeback to tie this game 7-2. They had the city on the edge of their seats once again for the first time in a long time.
And who do you think there? Newhook.
Yeah, Newhook again for the Canadiens. 3-2, Montreal wins in overtime. They take the series in 7 games, and the Sabres season is over. Tage Thompson after the game.
It's tough. It stings. Thought we played hard all year to get to this point. I don't think anyone in this room felt like we were done yet. Just disappointed. It's
rough way to go out for Tage Thompson. Lindy Ruff after.
You know, it hurts. I told the team it hurts. That pain will go away. But I won't let this one game define the season we had. I told the players how proud I was of them. The battle, we took into Game 6 in Montreal, and then came back here and gave ourselves every chance to win. So this one game doesn't define our season for us.
Oh, that's, I guess, true. I mean, what you like to hear, it was a great season.
He just didn't want it to end.
He didn't want it to end. Didn't have to end. I mean,
they were so close.
One shot away from advancing. Overtime, Game 7 doesn't get any closer than that.
Fans are crushed, too.
Want to turn jubilation and hope into stunned silence? Just take a look around Canalside Monday night as more than 15,000 people came together, hopefully to watch the Buffalo Sabres win Game 7 in their tenth playoff series against the Montreal Canadiens. Sadly, it didn't happen. But longtime Sabres fan Spence Balin summed it up rather succinctly.
That's a tough way to lose right there in overtime.
It's not what you want to see. As a Buffalo fan, it's not at all what you want to see, but it's the way it goes. Someone's got to lose, and we'll be back next year. I know we will.
After all of that, we cheered for the team. They skated around. They lifted their sticks up. We thanked them for a good season. It's only up from here.
Terrible. I have no words. Yes, I'm really heartbroken.
Then there was Tom, who was angered that an early whistle wiped out a Sabres goal.
I'm not shocked because this is the NHL, and NHL does stuff like this all the time. The Sabres got robbed again. No goal in 99 or whatever it was, and it shouldn't have been a goal, or should have been a goal for them, and they were just robbed again. Always in Buffalo.
I honestly couldn't be prouder of what this team accomplished and what just the joy it simply brought to the city. It almost brought it more alive than it has ever been. And
this is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
Such a Buffalo way to lose, right?
Isn't it?
Yes.
Just in the worst way possible.
Are you kidding?
Overtime of Game 7. Can't even be like overtime of Game 6. No, it has to be at home.
Yes.
Game seven, overtime. Home game seven can't be like a 4-2 loss or something like that. No. Overtime. You got to just...
A one-goal game.
It's like I've been stabbed in the heart with a beer saber.
A lot of people got those last night, too. Yeah. Voters are heading to the polls today to decide on school budgets, propositions, and school board seats. It's happening in every school district, with the exception of the city of Buffalo. It comes as the state budget is still being negotiated. It was due April 1st. School districts do not have final budget numbers, but they're going with an educated guess on state funding. In addition, of the 38 school districts in Erie and Niagara counties, only 11 have contested school board elections. And 6 districts don't have enough candidates that are running for open seats. Voting will be underway today until 9 o'clock tonight.
President Trump holding off on a new wave of attacks on Iran.
A major attack on Iran was scheduled for today, President Trump says. But at the request of Arab Gulf leaders, those strikes are on hold.
And there seems to be a very good chance that they can work something out. If we can do that without bombing the hell out of them, I'd be very happy.
Over the weekend, the president warned Iran the clock is ticking and they better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. He now says while renewed attacks are postponed, he's directing the Pentagon to prepare for a full, large-scale assault of Iran on a moment's notice. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
5 people dead, including 2 teenage suspects, after a shooting at a mosque in San Diego.
San Diego Police Chief Scott Wall says a mother reported her teenage son missing Monday morning, telling officials she believed he was suicidal and he was with a companion.
She realized that she was missing weapons, multiple weapons. Her vehicle was missing.
Soon after, officials say 2 teenagers opened fire at the Islamic Center of San Diego, killing 3 men, including a security guard. The teens were found dead in a vehicle nearby with self-inflicted gunshot wounds.
Yeah, we are actively investigating this as a hate crime.
Wall says officials are serving search warrants that will continue into the days ahead. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. A few showers early this morning. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm. Today will be in the low 80s with another round of storms developing later today. Tonight, showers and thundershowers likely. Overnight lows in the low 50s. Morning clouds give way to sunshine on Wednesday with highs in the low 60s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Paul Hamilton joining us now. And Paul, all of a sudden... It, snap of a fingers and it's over.
Yeah, that's the way these things go. And I suppose it had to go to overtime, just the way the series went. And so it just figured it was going to be a game 7 overtime. And that's certainly the way it went. And the guy who's been the killer the whole series, Newhook, is, and actually he won the Tampa series for him too.
Yeah.
You know, he got the game-winning goal in that one, and now he has the game-winning goal in this one. And really, Montreal got outplayed in both Game 7s that they've played in, severely outplayed, but yet found ways to win the hockey game.
Yeah, Sabres did dominate for much of that game last night. What is your take on the Beck-Malenstein no goal?
Huge mistake by the referee. The puck was never frozen. It was right in front of me. I mean, I could see it the whole time, and I don't understand what the referee was looking at because the puck never was frozen. It just was sitting there behind the goaltender, and it wasn't like the referee got blocked by anything. I mean, I don't understand why he blew the whistle quickly like that. He did, and once he blows the whistle like that, there's no recourse. The play is dead, and so a quick whistle there for really, in my mind, no reason.
A brutal thing to have happen, but even so, Paul, you know, we're all kind of watching this game and thinking it's okay because they're going to get another one. That was the feeling in the building because the Sabres, for really much of the second and third period, controlled play. It seemed like they got those 2 goals. Another one had to be coming. They had the momentum on their side. Oh, it just wasn't meant to be. What happened? Why couldn't they get that last one?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, again, it was the same exact thing. Tampa had all sorts of chances to score. They have guys who can score goals, just like Buffalo does. and they just couldn't get it across. I mean, they did had to, they had to come back from a two-goal deficit. They did get the two goals, but they had over 90 shot attempts. I mean, Tampa didn't even have 60, but a lot of their attempts went wide, that were great opportunities for them. A lot Dobish made saves on, and they couldn't get it by him. Tage Thompson in overtime had a great chance, but he did a toe drag to try to get closer in. He did get closer in, but with the shot that Tage Thompson has coming down the right side like he was, I think he's better off just shooting the puck right away. And I think he would have had a better chance to score. But, I mean, in overtime there, where Buffalo did outshoot them 6-3 in overtime, you know, but he just, for whatever reason, tried to get in a little bit closer, and he got in too close, and he had no place to go with the puck, really. He would have been much better off with the kind of shot he has. He's an elite shot, is just shooting it down the right side, kind of like he did in the Olympics.
Rasmus Dahlin, he seemed to be a standout player, especially in the last two games. What can you say about his importance this season and going forward?
Sorry, I said the Olympics. I meant the World Championship. Rasmus Dahlin, you know, what a great goal he scored. And Owen Power, a great play to be patient, to get him there, to be able to tie the game. Unfortunately, Dahlin and Thompson kind of got messed up with the puck, and they're the ones that turned the puck over on the overtime goal. But by the time they turned it over, it was fairly deep into the zone, so it was still Montreal a long way to come the other way, but it just, they probably would have been better off just trying to get it deep into the zone. Yeah, Dahlin, for the most part, I mean, he finished the playoffs on a 5-game point streak, where he had 10 points. He was, you know, he had 5 points the game before when they stayed alive in Montreal in game six. So in those five games, he had, as I mentioned, the 10 points. And really, you know, the season, on a very tough season for him, and we all know why, with his fiance. He, you know, it didn't start off well for him, but once his fiance got better to a point where he knew she was better, his game kind of took off too as the captain of the Sabres.
You know, I thought a couple of guys who fans just love to pile on, but Owen Power and Jack Quinn, I thought throughout the playoffs just elevated their game. You know, Quinn didn't quite have it going in for him as much as it could have, maybe until game six, that is, but I thought both of those guys played great, and especially for all the flack they get sometimes.
Owen Power, it started during the regular season. He improved greatly throughout the regular season and had a really nice season for the Sabres, and it just continued in the playoffs. Quinn, he was one of those snake-bitten guys that, you know, had plenty of opportunities to score, finally had the two-goal game, you know, in other games, just couldn't seem to score. He would get himself open and get the puck. And he had another one last night with that during the regular season. He probably would have scored 8 out of 10 times, but not this one. I mean, it's just, you know, he and Alex Tuch in this series were just totally snake bitten, especially Tuch in the last two games. I mean, he had chance after chance after chance. But just could not get it by Dobish.
Real quick, Paul, does Lindy Ruff stay?
If he wants to, yes. And I think he would look at this as a unfinished venture. He's very proud of the team. I don't see why he wouldn't want to, and I think it's totally up to him.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll probably catch up again at some point later this week as the team reflects on the season at some point. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, joining us live here on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.